Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning, good morning, good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the people who live on Mars. Good morning to the people that drive in cars. Good morning to the outer space pirates. Good morning to the cockroaches in France. Good morning to the people of France, to the insects in France, the living things crawling underneath France. Good morning to the viruses, both real and imagined. Good morning to the bacteria in your, inside of your intestine. Without those bacteria, you won't be able to eat that 7-Eleven burrito. Good morning to the burrito. It's Saturday. Saturday, July the 17th, 2021. Yes, indeed. It's your good friend, Dan. And if you're listening on shortwave radio, this is WRMI. WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee, and the swamps thereabouts. WRMI, broadcasting to the Caribbean, to the pirates of the Caribbean. 5950 kilohertz. Saturday, Sunday night, 11 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Standard Time. That's right. And if you're listening on shortwave radio, guess what? The notes for this show, they're available to you at DFGTC. At Dr. Freckles Global Tontine Club. That's right, if you go to dfgtc.org/shownotes, you'll get the notes for this show if you match it to the right date. And that's the key, brothers and sisters, since this is a recorded show. And it's not live, then you could be listening at any time, in any place along the space-time continuum. And there's no way to stop that. You could even be listening in the past. You could have a time radio. You could have a time radio. You know what I mean? Like a time radio. A time radio. A time radio. A radio. We're talking through time. You can buy those now on Amazon, or is it Etsy? buy it. A Time Radio. Buy it on Etsy from my buddy Paul. He makes them out of spare parts. He finds the stuff, the junk, at the old boneyard where they got them old planes. He steals parts off the old jets, the F-104 Starfighters. Yes, indeed, he steals parts and he builds his Time radios out of titanium and asbestos and broken glass and diesel fuel and old horsehair and the mold he found at the gas station. Time radio. Yeah, you could be listening to this in the past on shortwave, and if you are, it's 5950 kilohertz, WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee, from the swamps of the Everglades. Some beast shall arise one day. We know this. It was foretold a long time ago by the ancient native tribes. The ancient native tribes of the swamps of Florida. The ancient native tribes that lived in the swamps. They lived off of frogs and turtles and swamp rats. They knew one day a beast would come up out of the Okeechobee to punish the white man. To punish his BS, to punish his crap. The Seminole Indians, they tried to warn us. They tried to warn us, those Native Americans of Florida. We did not listen. We should have listened. We should have listened, but we didn't. But if you are listening on shortwave radio, this is Dan, and this is the Planetary Status Report. And the first topic is starting on Saturday, July the 17th, which is as of this recording, but who knows when you're listening, right? But starting Saturday, July the 17th, which is today of this recording, my friend is a mystery man. We'll call him the Mystery Radio Guy, or Mr. Radio Guy, or Mr. Mystery Radio Guy. Starting today, tonight, midnight Eastern Standard Time, so it'll be tomorrow at the very moment it begins on the East Coast, it'll still be today. After it starts on the West Coast, and then there's the rest of us somewhere in between. Somewhere lost in the vapor space. There's the rest of us. Like Kirk Cameron, left behind. So starting today, after the Planetary Status Report airs on 5950 kilohertz on WRMI Saturday and Sunday night at midnight following the show. If you have a shortwave capable transceiver hooked up to an antenna, on or about, right around on your dial, right around 7235 kilohertz, 7235 kilohertz, we'll be listening, we'll be chatting a bit. At 7235, you can still stay alive, because we're going to do a network test call Saturday, Sunday night. Not every Saturday, Sunday night. Some Saturdays, some Sundays, we won't be there. But maybe other people will. And you can talk about the show, the planetary status report. But what is more critical is we can check into what my friend, Mr. Mystery Radio Guy, and myself were calling just simply the Agorist Emergency Network or the Voluntary Emergency Network. You know what it is? It's a bunch of people who like the Planetary Status Report, who like the show, and we're just going to check in and exchange call signs between us, call signs, and we're going to leave this open for licensed and unlicensed operators because this is an emergency network test. We will be testing radios. We will be allowing you to test your radio to check us out. And we will check you out. And as we do this over time, we hope to build a list of call signs of licensed and unlicensed operators. So if whatever happens, happens, I know the government's in charge. So everything's okay. Don't worry. The government's in charge. Government's in charge. But, you know, let's propose a theory that even with the government in charge, even if it was a perfectly decent and honest government, even if it was a government by the people, for the people, and of the people, I mean, that doesn't really exist. But let's go to pretend. I want you to put on your imagination helmet. Put on your imagination helmet. On your imagination helmet, and I want you to imagine that you live in a free republic with a limited government, and whatever the government does, it does by and for the people, and whatever resources it has, which are limited, which it gets from maybe a tiny little sales tax, or maybe no tax at all, maybe it's all voluntary donations, but the point is, this limited government has a limited set of responsibilities, and one of them is if there are floods and fires and emergencies, maybe they'll show up to help. And in that ideal world where there's the resources to fund this and they'll try to show up, I want you just to pretend that the world is not perfect. Put on your imagination helmet and add the filter called reality. And the reality is the world's not perfect. Even if you lived in your ideal minarchy, Mr. and Mrs. Libertarian, kind of think the monkey herpes is true persons, even if we lived in your libertarian paradise, nobody's perfect except for God. And so you'll have fires, and you'll have kidnappings, and you'll have disasters, and you'll have problems, and there won't always be the government. In fact, look at the flooding from hurricanes. Most often, when I look at a video, I see ordinary people, brothers, sisters, neighbors, friends, maybe even people that don't know each other, but somebody has a boat, somebody has a canoe, somebody has a kayak, and somebody has a heart. And so the reason why we're going to be doing this radio stuff, if you're Mr. and Mrs., I vote and I believe in the system, is that even if you believe in the system, and even if you believe it's as good as it can be, it's not perfect. And so the reason why it's a good idea for us to chat after midnight Eastern Standard Time, Saturday and Sunday night, after the show, on 7235 kilohertz, on or about, tune it in. It's never precise. The reason why we need to do this, brothers and sisters, is because we need to be prepared. And it's possible that, you know, for example, I'm kind of in Utah. I don't like talking about specifics of my precise location. But I'm more or less, I live in Utah right now. But I'm sure there are people across this country, certainly people with ham radios, but even people with CBs. And they might not be able to talk on 7235 kilohertz, but you might know them. If we can build these voluntary networks of communications, in the very least, we can crowdsource problems that we encounter. We can try to get help to people. If we have to check on whether or not someone's alive in another state and the phone network doesn't work and the internet is down, this gives you an option. So yeah, you can laugh and you can say, Dan, you're talking about make-believe nonsense. The current kinds of technology, the internet, the electricity as it currently exists, all of this will never fail us. It'll always have perfect centralized control. And what I'm proposing is that's crap, and that's not true. And that if you have a battery and a solar panel and an antenna and a shortwave radio, then you have the possibility of reaching out to other people and getting help. In fact, you have the possibility of rebuilding community when worst case scenarios occur, and they do occur. So I don't want to belabor the point. I don't want to belabor it, but Saturday, Sunday night, after the planetary status report, which ends at midnight Eastern Standard Time, midnight Eastern Standard Time, on or about, very near on your shortwave dial, 7235 kilohertz. And my call sign is Dr. Freckles. And if you want to know the truth about Dr. Freckles, one day I'll tell you. One day everyone will know. Everyone will know the truth. But for now, just know my call sign. My call sign. My call sign is Dr. Freckles. Next topic. So I can't really look at the news much any longer. I feel like I want to vomit. I don't know how much of it's true. I know there are a lot of people who still believe most of it's true. There are people who look at Dan. Journalists don't want to lie to you. Some of them have political agendas, but they mostly want it. There are people, even who listen to my podcast, who probably still believe that most of the journalists are trying to do the good old Woodward and Bernstein work and find the deep, deep truth of the underbelly of it all. And you know, one or two of those people might exist, but they don't exist in the mainstream. So that's nonsense. So for those of you out there who think most of it's still mostly true, you know, without any reading, without any deep reading, without any interpretation, if you still think that's the case, I am sorry for you. I don't want to beat you up, but you are a fool. You are a fool. And then there are a lot of people out there who say, well, Dan, I think half of it's true. But the problem is, which half? I mean, you can tell me 50% is true, and that could be true. But it's not like they do it in a way where if you tune in at 7 p.m., you get the truth, and if you tune in at 8 p.m., you get the lies. They mix it all together. So which half is true? Which is the half? Okay? Tell me. Which part do you want to believe? For example, the Trump administration, okay, when President Trump was in office, the Trump administration a few years ago said two things during the same week. Two articles came out of the White House, two white papers, two notices, whatever you want to call that garbage. They said a couple things in the same week. One, there's never been more Arctic ice. Never been more Arctic ice. There's never been more Arctic ice than today. And during the same week, there was another article from the Trump administration. I think this came from the DOE, the Department of Energy, saying the Arctic Ocean is open for business because there's really not much ice left there. Now, which one of these was true? They both came from the same White House, from the same president. Which do you believe? Which 50% is true? The 50% where they're saying there's never been more Arctic ice, or the 50% where they're telling you that, you know, pretty much the Arctic Ocean is navigable year-round now with very limited ice-breaking requirements? Which is true? I don't care what you think about climate change. Throw that garbage out the window. That's not what we're talking about. I'm asking you, if you're one of these people that thinks 50% of it's true, which 50%? How do you pick? Okay, how do you choose? If you see an article about the moon wobbling, the moon wobbles and causes flooding, does that make sense to you? Does that sound like a real thing? On the other hand, flooding's a real thing. And whatever causes flooding, you know, sometimes geoengineering, but whatever might be causing excessive, weird, historical, completely off-the-hook flooding, what if it's not the moon? Okay, what if that's a lie? But I think it's all crap. I think maybe it's all crap. Even if you're a Sovietologist, even if you're skilled at reading Pravda and reading between the lines, it's crap. You are picking up a stinky dog turd left by a dog that had eaten its own turds and the turds of other dogs. You are picking up a completely, totally entropic mass of chaos jelly. There is nothing in these sources of news that is newsworthy or useful. It's all lies. On the other hand, it can be fun to look at the news. So I glanced. From now on, I think what I'm going to do for the podcast, for the Planetary Status Report, is I'm going to quickly glance at the news. I will just glance at it. I'll glare for a second or two. So here are the results of my glaring. First big news glare point, censorship, man. It's everywhere. Joe Biden is making sure that all the people obey censorship, Facebook, blah, blah, next news. Illegals. There are illegals. I don't know where they are. They're coming to your town. Next topic. Next newsworthy item. China. China's doing something with AI. They're setting standards for AI. And this has Europe nervous. Why is Europe nervous about China setting standards for AI? What are these standards, China? Are they standards of sexual behavior? Are they standards of sexual performance like the standards that... Yeah, I won't go there. Water shortages and blackouts are gripping Iran. Water shortages and blackouts are gripping Iran. Crops are going bad in Canada. Stagflationary holes are opening up in the earth. Stagflationary holes are opening up everywhere, swallowing it all up. Stagflationary holes are opening up under your town, taking your property values to the crapper. Branson went to space. He went up like 50 some miles to the edge of outer space. Jeff Bezos is going to space soon. He's going to take some Dutch kid with him. He's going to toss him out of the rocket just for a few good laughs. Can you fly, Dutch kid? Can you fly, little Dutch man? Can you fly? Show us how hard, show us how high. Can you fly, little Dutch baby? Go to outer space. Save the human race. Find yourself in a metal case, floating towards the sun, burning your bun. You cannot run. Outer space is calling for you, Dutch baby. Go to space, Dutch baby. Go to space, Dutch baby. Go to space, Dutch baby. That's the news. That's the news. I looked at the news today and it said crap about Iran and crap about China and artificial intelligence and setting standards and other types of crap about stagflation. And brothers and sisters, if you listen to my podcast and you believe that the greatest thing heading towards us in terms of threats is stagflation, God bless your optimism. God bless how optimistic you are. If you think the biggest challenge is a secular investing period of time of economic history where basically prices go up, your wages don't, and the dollar keeps losing its value inexorably over decades and decades, and you'll somehow be flipping homes and working at Walmart and Home Depot, or you'll get a 100,000 job at McDonald's and you'll be able to buy a can of protein, maybe. That's optimism, though, isn't it? That's really optimistic. But yeah, that was in the news, too. And of course, the continuing fear of people who come to the United States for work or food or resources or with drugs crammed up their bungholes. Illegals. 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 I'm thinking of becoming one. You know what I mean? That's kind of racist, though. That's the news. And you could say, Dan, that's not really the news. And what I would say to you is that's the news that's fit to spit. That is the news I can jam into my brain at this point. That is the poison and the bile and the scum protein and the turd of turds that has been putrefying in the scum sewer, and it's in your chocolate shake, your favorite chocolate shake. That's what you get. You get that. Next topic. Next topic. You ever watch movies about outer space? I mean it. You ever watch a movie about outer space or some TV show about outer space? Like when I was a kid, there was a show called Battlestar Galactica. And there was a show called Star Trek with William Shatner. And there were these variety show sci-fi shows like Outer Limits or Twilight Zone. And often they'd find themselves in space, looking for a way home. Thing. They're always in microgravity in these shows, you know? They're always in low gravity to almost no gravity, but like on the moon, for example, you never see people prancing. You see the little hoppity hop slow motion camera trick, and we all think that's funny. But you should be able to prance on the moon. Like you should be able to prance, take these long, stridey, joggy kinds of super walks where you're going like 100 miles an hour, and with every prance, you're going like 200 feet. You should be able to do crap like that on the moon. Why aren't they prancing on the moon? Or if you're, you know, going to another planet in microgravity, you should be able to move really fast. Why is everyone so slow? Why doesn't anybody prance on the moon? I saw a movie that I swore to myself I would not see. I talked about it on a podcast. I said I won't see this movie because it looks terrible. It looks terrible, I said. But I was really bored and kind of tired and stressed out. So I saw this movie called Meteor Moon. Meteor Moon, I believe it came out in 2020. It looks like it was shot by a college crew of, you know, budding film artists from film school. Lots of single take shots because they probably did a lot of the recording with different people at different times. So even though you have the same people supposedly in the same room, it was recorded different times, but not in a good way. Wasn't very integrated. It wasn't well integrated. There were a lot of continuity issues with Meteor Moon. One of the interesting things is that at one point in Meteor Moon, when they are in outer space, okay, they decide to take a sports car and drive it out of the back of a spaceship. And then they take an antimatter hand grenade, the holy hand grenade. They use the car battery to jump it. They use the car battery to jump the holy hand grenade. Yep, they tossed an antimatter hand grenade out the back of a sports car, driving in outer space. And then they pulled the moon back into orbit. And then they found an old cruddy spaceship cone, or some type of capsule with a parachute already ejected. And then they put themselves in the capsule. And somehow they ended back up on back on Earth. They never quite explained that trick. They never quite explain it. What a great film, Meteor Moon. What a great film telling the true and lively stories of reality. I love space. I do. Conceptually, it seems great. If I don't sound super excited about the stuff that's going on, maybe it's because it seems like going up 50 miles is what we did in 1961, 9 years before I was born. Okay, so yeah, the government, and this is another thing to keep in mind too, brothers and sisters, we really need to think about this logically. For those of you who think half of what you hear is true, but you do believe the government is basically incompetent, and incompetent in the sense that it applies to everything, including outer space, how is it the government went to space in 1961? But it's 2021 and we're just now having private companies taking people up 50 miles for $250,000? It doesn't make any sense, brothers and sisters. It doesn't. It sounds crazy. In fact, it sounds really dumb. I don't know how you make money doing that. I know you'll go through all the millionaires and billionaires who want to sit on top of a chemical rocket and go up 50 miles. And that's great. You'll go through those. But then what? The price goes down. You get a rebate. In a year or two, it's $5,000. I don't think I'd do it for $5,000. But I think I'd do it for $50. For $50, I would go up, mostly because that's where I'm at, like the little Dutch baby, like every other grumbo freak that wants to take a ride in a rocket up to the edge of space, but differently maybe, because, you know, that's where I'm at. I don't care. I don't care. $50, put me on the rocket, take me up 50-some miles, let me stare out of some tiny little glass window probably where I can barely see anything. Maybe even it's not a window. Maybe it's a little television screen. Maybe it's not even a window. What if you go up in the Bezos ship or the Virgin Galactic rocket plane, and you get up to the edge of space and you look out the window, and in reality, it's just a TV screen. You don't even see anything. You don't get to see anything. They will not show you anything. You pay $250,000, you go up in the magical Bezos butthole vibrating, you know, dildo, or you can fly in the magical Buck Rogers rocket plane with Branson. It doesn't matter. You think it's a window or a portal. You think you're looking out into space. You're seeing nothing. They're showing you a TV screen. They don't want you to see what you would be seeing. Angels on the edge of the perimeter of the earth, staring angrily at the humans and their futility. Angels that run up close to the spaceship and yell and scream and howl, telling you to go back to Earth where you belong, human. Angels with fire in their eyes and swords and blades of light, chasing your rocket ship at the edge of space, looking at you as you look at them. You don't want to see that. That would scare you. That would turn your hair white if you saw what was in space. No. No, you'll pay your $250,000 and you'll go into your little soup can, and you'll put a firecracker under your ass, and you'll go up 50 miles, and you will see nothing because you're not supposed to see anything. What you'll see is a movie. No one ever prances on the moon. No one ever prances and dances on the moon. Next topic, Jerusalem Joe. Now, before you say, Dan, Jerusalem Joe, that sounds like you're going to talk about the president. No and no. First, not the president, the mayor of Washington, D.C. And soon people will realize that truth. That's number one. And number two, no, Jerusalem Joe is just some crazy crap in my head. Like I was walking the dog the other day, and it found some type of crud on the ground, and it was eating the crud. Why? Because that's what dogs do. They find whatever crud they can find, and they eat it. Why? Because that way, you never go hungry, right? You gotta live like a dog. Now, I was thinking about this crap in my head as I was walking a dog and watching it eat some type of horrid material that had been left on the ground by some terrible demon. And I thought about Jerusalem Joe, like he's a superhero. Jerusalem Joe, Jerusalem Joe. Where did you go, Jerusalem Joe? Where did you go, Jerusalem Joe? Where did you go? Did you go to the swamps to meet Larry, crazy Larry? Did you go down to the swamps to hunt the porcupine bats? Did you go down to the swamps to find yourself a python to take it to your girlfriend's house so it'll eat the cat? I mean your ex-girlfriend. Where did you go, Jerusalem Joe? Where did you go, Jerusalem Joe? Where are you hiding, man? Jerusalem Joe, did you go down to the streets to meet the hookers? To make love to old Stinky Mary? Where did you go, Jerusalem Joe? Where did you go? What did you learn on your travels beyond the edge of the world? Did you find the place where everything ends? Did you find the place where everything turns into pixels, Jerusalem Joe? Did you find yourself a bag and fill it with rocks? Did you go to the nearest place you could find where you thought the evil people were? Did you sit down on the ground? Did you find yourself an ant mound? Did you eat yourself some protein cubes? Where did you go, Jerusalem Joe? Are you sailing a ship to Africa? You going to find yourself to the Tiber River? Are you going to go scuba diving in the Mediterranean, Jerusalem Joe, in the Mediterranean? Are you going to go scuba diving for lost pirate gold near Crete? Lost Phoenician pirate gold, Jerusalem Joe? Are you going to go to space with the Dutch baby? Are you going to travel up there in a tin can and look out a window of lies and tell yourself, I can fly, Jerusalem Joe? Do you know about the people that live in walls? There are people that live in walls. They live under the floors of your home. They live inside of the tires. They live inside of the glove compartment when you're not looking. They watch you and they listen to you. They whisper to you as you drive late at night. They tell you to do things like, hey, you see that person running late at night? They shouldn't be doing that. Maybe you should swerve. They tell you things, but nothing useful. Nothing useful, Jerusalem Joe. Do you have a cape that you can wear where you are able to fly through the air? If someone is falling from the sky, will they die, Jerusalem Joe? Jerusalem Joe, are you at war with the forces of evil? Do you have a fortress of solitude someplace in the Arctic Ocean, but now it's underwater because it's melting? Jerusalem Joe, do you live with the Eskimo? Do you sleep with the polar bear? Do you sleep in the open air, making love to the cougar rat? Jerusalem Joe, you're still out there living like a king. You're still out there looking out for the people. You're still out there drinking whiskey, getting frisky, looking for a fight, because you want to fight evil, right? And evil's out there wanting to hurt somebody. So put on your cape, jump in your submarine, get in your sports car, climb on your train, get inside your rocket ship with the Dutch baby, Jerusalem Joe, and go save the day, okay? Save the day, Jerusalem Joe, please. Save it for us. Save it for people. We're almost out of time, and I really didn't have a lot to talk about. I'm not sure this particular podcast is going to go on the air. It might. You never know. These days, you never know. I can't complain to people because I have a job, I have food, I have shelter. I have right now the things people need to live. I can't tell you that things are bad because I know things can get worse. I can't tell you that this is the worst time ever because there's no way to compare. You can't say it's the worst. You can't say it's the best. Oh, no one told you that. There's no way to know. I know that people out there are struggling and it's hard. Don't give up. I know there are lots of folks out there saying to themselves, this life is miserable. I want to throw it away. Call a friend. Pick up the phone. Pick up your mobile phone. Email someone, hey, if you have a shortwave radio, if you haven't turned it on in a while, turn it on. and call somebody. Yeah, this is a crazy time to be alive. And there are more there are more than a few mornings in the world of, yeah. There are many, many mornings I wake up and say to myself, this is crap. I mean, it's just crap. No matter how you slice it, no matter what angle you take the photograph with, wherever you're looking, it's crap. If you take what they say seriously, it's crap. If you know that what they're telling you is crap, it's even worse crap. It's just crap. And you want to scream and yell and say to yourself, well, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. I'm going to go up in the mountains. I'm going to load up my backpack with chili and beer and whiskey and dynamite and head up in the hills. That's how I want to go out, a chili, whiskey, dynamite party. A chili, whiskey, dynamite, beer party. You want to join me? Join me, Jerusalem Joe, the Dutch baby, Jeff Bezos, Richard Branson. We're going to have a dynamite whiskey chili beer party in the mountains. You're invited. It's crazy. So I feel like, you know, you just load up the backpack, load up your truck with beer and whiskey and cocaine and dynamite, and load it up with wild dogs and wild women and wild people, and go up in the mountains and drink and toss dynamite around, and then see where that leads. It's kind of like I'm right about there. I'm somewhere between thinking I should go and write code for my job, which is great. I'm getting paid. I'm making progress. You know, it's wonderful. If I can put on my imagination space helmet and only worry about stagflation, I can keep doing that. But when I am sober, when I have what's called a moment of clarity, I want to load up a truck with dynamite and beer and whiskey and, just go up in the hills and party, party, party until it's over. And I know that that sounds crazy. And so my advice to you is the advice I try to give to myself, and that is, yeah, you feel crazy, forgive yourself for that. That doesn't mean you have to act crazy. You probably get really angry, so angry you want to punch your hand through a wall. But that doesn't mean you should yell at anybody. It doesn't mean you should yell at the people you love, your family, your friends. It's hard, but doesn't mean you should. A lot of people are behaving in dangerous, self-injurious ways that are crazy. You will see people walking in the hot blazing sun wearing two masks. That's crazy. One mask is crazy enough. Two masks is twice as crazy. You probably want to scream and say, why? And what the hell? And maybe you should start a conversation. But what's even better is just walk away. There are things in this world you can control. Primarily yourself. But you can't control the rest of the world. Neither can I. We can look at it. We can marvel at it. Sometimes, these days, more often than not, it might make you want to vomit. But you can't control it. The Lord in heaven can, or no one. That's it. That's the universe. If you feel like it's not worth it, maybe some days, maybe you're kind of right, but still, tomorrow you could be wrong. Tomorrow you probably will be wrong. So my advice, my request, my shout out to you is my shout out to myself. Don't give up. We don't know. We don't know. I can say many things, but of this I am certain. We do not know for certain what comes next. Even the people we think that control things, and man, isn't that a joke? Are these the same people that forgot how they went to the moon? Those people, and they get so excited, they go up 50 miles again 60 years later after, you know, Shepard went up 60 miles. They didn't even get as far up as Shepard, technically. Are we excited about that? Are those the people you're afraid of? They don't know either. They don't control crap. They are probably, maybe, more deluded than you because they believe they control things. They believe they have influence and power. They don't. Not really. They have money. They do. And they have bullets. And it's true. For most of human history, if you had gold and weapons and armies, a lot of people, maybe most people, could be poked and beaten and tortured to do whatever it is you wanted them to do. You could have them build pyramids. You could have them dig ditches. It didn't matter. What do you want your slaves to do today? But not everyone. Not everyone. And that's if you have the gold and the armies. But what if you don't have the gold? What if you're broke? What if you're an emperor that has no clothes, aka the president of the United States? And it doesn't matter if we're talking about Biden or former President Trump or any of the other, you know, douchebags that have been in office. What do you think they really control? What do you think the mayor of Washington, D.C. controls? You have been listening to the Planetary Status Report on 5950 kilohertz. If this is Saturday or Sunday night and you tune to 7235 kilohertz, you can tune in to a conversation about, well, frankly, about, you know, sharing call signs in case of an emergency. 7235 kilohertz on or about, nearby, on your shortwave dial. My call sign is Dr. Freckles, 7235, 7235, 7235 kilohertz. And if you have been listening on shortwave radio, the notes for this broadcast can be found at dfgtc.org/shownotes. That's dfgtc.org/shownotes. And if you are listening, it's 5950 kilohertz, WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee. From the Everglades swamps, all the knowledge of the universe shall spring forth. The Seminole Indian shall uncouth the guambling. The rumbles of the earth will shumbleate. Everyone will ambuvulate. You will gain control of your sphincter. Your stool will have great consistency. Have a good one.